Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Japan, 1970. Vyasa Puja Day, 1970, Take 2. The next day, we observe Vyasa Puja according to Prabhupada's instructions. Kirtananda Swami, the most senior sannyasi, offered the arti. We each offered flowers at Prabhupada's feet as he sat on the Vyasasana. And then we read him our written homages. Finally, Prabhupada was offered a feast. My comment. Prabhupada told us that each devotee should offer him flowers three times. Kirtan was going on, and after each offering of flowers, the devotee paid his dandavats. After I offered flowers three times, he took a yellow flower and placed it in my outstretched palms. Prabhupada even specified the order in which the devotees should approach him to make their flower offerings. First sannyasis, then grihastha men with their wives, then brahmacharis. Waste not, want not. Prabhupada had brought his Radhakrishna deities with him to Japan, and he had set them up in a closet in his apartment. We bought carnations for them every day, and Kartikeya, Prabhupada's servant, decorated them. One day, Prabhupada told Kartikeya to string the discarded carnation stems with the long stems hanging down as a decoration across the top of Radha and Krishna's altar. My comment. The stem decoration was neither standard nor gorgeous, yet Prabhupada insisted that Kartikeya use them. Prabhupada did not waste Krishna's energy. He insisted that everything be used creatively in Krishna's service. A thank you. When I entered Prabhupada's apartment to deliver carnations on the day following the successful Vyasa Puja, Prabhupada smiled at me and said, "Thank you very much." My comment. I had happily danced during the kirtan on our first attempt to celebrate Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. After all, I thought, Prabhupada is here with us. My affection, even in the midst of our disaster, caught Prabhupada's attention, and it seemed to me he was now thinking of me. He was now thanking me. How refined was Prabhupada's teaching expertise? He used one incident to teach many devotees according to their individual requirements. Thank you, Prabhupada. Tolerance. Brown ants were on the march into our temple room, across the floor, up Prabhupada's Vyasasana, along the painting of Srila Prabhupada, across his face, down the back of the painting, off the Vyasasana and out the old-style sliding multi-windowed door. Prabhupada came into the temple room and motioned that he didn't want to sit on the Vyasasana. Fearfully, a devotee shooed the ants from Prabhupada's picture, but Prabhupada stopped him. "Don't bother. They are not disturbing." Prabhupada leaves for Calcutta. Prabhupada stayed in Tokyo for more than 2 weeks before he left for Calcutta on August 29, 1970. During his stay, he took his daily morning walks in the well-kept Tokyo parks. Usually, he walked only with Sudama or one or two sannyasis. On one of those walks, he commented that because the Shinto temples had no deities, they were dead. He also said the fruitless trees were impious. During this visit, Prabhupada negotiated to print some of his books, including a Hindi Back to Godhead magazine with the Dai Nippon Printing Company. He was preparing for his Indian preaching tour, and he wrote letters to his disciples in America who were dealing with the, quote, conspiracy crisis. Mostly, Prabhupada was waiting for confirmation from Achyutananda and Jayapataka in Calcutta that the visas were complete and other preparations were made to receive him and his party upon their arrival. Actually, Prabhupada's party increased from 6 to 7 during his Tokyo stay. He personally convinced a Canadian bhakta of Japanese descent to accompany him to India. Bruce Enomoto was chanting 16 rounds a day, studying Japanese, and living outside the temple. Bruce traveled to India with Prabhupada and later became Prabhupada's initiated disciple, Bhanu Das. We regular members of the small Shibuya-ku temple saw Prabhupada at the temple only a few times other than his two celebrations of Vyasa Puja. We had little idea of his problems, struggles, or plans. Each day, the sannyasis who were not personally attending to Prabhupada and the four local devotees, or we four local devotees, would go out on Harinam and magazine distribution at the Ginza in downtown Tokyo. I never thought to ask Prabhupada if I could go to India with him. He left for Calcutta on schedule, and we simply went on with our duties. Okay, we will end here. Hare Krishna.